You are listening to In Response, a legacy podcast. A show where three handsome guys talk about their favorite Magic the Gathering format, Legacy. This show is brought to you by QueerNessAtAnyCost.com and Austrian-Legacy.com. You can support the show at patreon.com/response_legacy. And now, lean back and enjoy.
Hello everyone and welcome to the 27th episode Rock Paper Legacy of
In Response, a legacy podcast.
I'm Philipp Klein.
I'm not Daniel today, but I'm Peter Plank.
And we're talking about legacy.
Most of the time.
So as we can already hear, we are just two guys in one podcast. So unfortunately, yeah, we already used the title for one of the probably best episodes that we had. So please go back in time and re-listen to the episode where I was with Daniel Lone from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time with him.
But a good one.
And this time, unfortunately, Daniel couldn't attend and couldn't record because he doesn't got COVID, but he has a respiratory infection.
Yeah, he's just sick.
Yeah, he's just ill and it just sucks because he said it yesterday that he couldn't record and we had to reschedule everything. We didn't reschedule, but
we had to reorganize why we record and how we record.
And this time we're recording with one microphone, so maybe the audio is a little bit off. I certainly have to get my own my own mic, but yeah, here we are sitting in Peter's kitchen and recording our new episode. So at first, like we always do, huge shout out to our one and only Patreon.
Yeah, you dirty slut, Gino.
to Christian, Gino, Neutz. Congratulations to for-owing our last Friday Night Legacy.
Yeah, especially because he was in a huge crisis, I would say, because he had no fun playing Legacy anymore. He hadn't known what deck he has to play, and there was madness.
To save him, he basically took my spot because, like I said last time, I can't attend any Friday Night Magics or League Magics, League tournaments in the near future again because of my private stuff that I'll talk about later. But yeah, Gino has certainly has taken my place with the graveyard shenanigans and piloted Chunt Madness to a sick 4-0.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. If you want to take a look at the list, go to austrian-legacy.com/points and then just simply click on Christian Neutz. And there you can go to the deck list that he played. He probably has submitted it.
And if not, we will talk to him.
I will submit it if he doesn't. I mean, I have admin rights, so.
And even if it isn't on the website, you can see the deck list on the Facebook or the Twitter account of the
that's true.
There's it wasn't as beautiful as my picture of my deck list, but
that's certainly true. But Peter, your deck list was definitely very artistic.
Yeah, the old school skills are definitely shown through. I mean,
oh yeah,
old school Pokemon, but old school has some flavor with how to present the deck list.
Yeah, you definitely have to teach me that because I always try to improve my deck list picture game.
And it's definitely a really good game to play. I mean, I for my set have to improve some points of my deck list game, but it's mostly old bordering, a few new bordered cards.
Yeah, you've said you want to old border everything that's possible now.
Yeah, I have to the Goblin Welder, this is nothing, the Goblin Engineers. I get my old boarded cards in December.
You bought the secret lair?
I bought 4 times the secret lair just for that. I mean...
I thought you didn't want to spend so much money on magic.
It's completely okay.
It's completely okay. Just a little bit.
No, it's about 130 euros or something like that for okay. a place at Khan, a place at Teferi, and a place at Deck Faden.
So do you need your old Teferis then?
I will sell my old or the new border Teferis, my new border Khans, my new border
decks. Is there a deck where you need 4 Teferis?
I don't think so.
Because I've got 2.
I don't think so that you
know. Oh, okay. So.
I don't think that you would even play the 3rd Teferi.
At least not probably.
In Legacy. Maybe there are some modern decks, but we are a Legacy podcast. So.
That's true. But I'm always intrigued with things like Teferi Plus and then in the end step, Snapcast Expressive Iteration. Oh, that's so sick.
And because we talked about that, your favorite in response moment, it was a Teferi included for me.
Oh, yeah. Tell our listeners.
It was online playing against Doomsday. My Doomsday opponent went after the Doomsday turn Brainstorm. And I myself said, yeah, in response, how was it? Sivine Reclamation, get back Grindstone and grindstone my opponent.
that's Galaxy Brain here right now.
And yeah, with that I won the game because he had only 2 cards left in his library.
That's really great. That's a great start to hear. We always hate bad beat stories, but for great beat stories, there's always a place in our hearts. Yeah, I think we can start now with a little bit of our personal stuff. You have so much to say, Peter. Why don't you start?
Should I start? Okay. So, yeah, for me, it's university started with last week. So I have a little bit more to do now. And, I mean, less to do when I was working, I would say. I have some cool projects to do this year and I've learned new people. So I can now, yeah, work with other students together because, yeah, this is my first semester where I'm really at the university.
Yeah, because the last 2 semesters were COVID. The last three semesters were COVID. And so,
yeah, every semester of mine
everything
was
remote for you.
Was remote, so. Yeah, really cool. And to the remote stuff, there was Amazon launching a new game, or their first big game, and I've started New World. And
you really have too much extra time on your hand. Am I right?
Not extra time. I only played at night, so it's kind of okay.
So you just simply don't sleep.
No, if I would have been younger, when I was like 14 to 15, I had a small World of Warcraft break, I would say. And
Who doesn't?
I had the fortune that I don't have that, or hadn't had that much money back then. So buying the official license was not an option. So, yeah.
You only played on private servers?
I was on private servers. Okay. And I had the luck to not enjoy grinding at level 47 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And with that, I got away from the game. And New World is kind of okay. Now I have the control over myself that I set some points where I leave the game, even though I overshoot a lot of time for half an hour or an hour. But I get away from the game.
But yeah, that's reasonable. I mean, I can remember when I was between 16 to 18 years and I grinded Burning Crusade all the time. I mean, I wasn't a PvE player, but I grinded Arena and Battlegrounds and oh my gosh, I had so many hours into it.
So if I would have gotten you as a present the World of Warcraft Classics key for the new Burning Crusade release, it would have been your social death.
No, because I simply don't play it anymore. Not even private servers. Just I if I see it, I just put it away. It was a great time, and it was a great game, but
this is dangerous.
It's
really, really dangerous.
It's totally like this. It's dangerous. It sucks away out. It sucks out all your free time.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I gotta say, it was great.
I mean, the good thing is that my girlfriend plays it, and 4 or 5 of her friends are playing it. Okay. So we are mostly talking in Discord servers, and so it's kind of okay-ish.
Yeah, it was the same with me. I had a very, very nice guild back then, and we were just four people, and these were Germans, and they knew each other very well, and I was the only one from I was basically they liked me and they kept me.
Are our pet.
Yeah, kinda. but it was a great time, and before Wrath the Lich King, we went over to Warhammer Online.
Yeah.
And then we played that, and then after it we went over to Ion.
Okay.
And then everything, then I lost the how do you say this?
The connection?
The urge to play this.
Okay.
I mean, it was 3 to 4 years in.
Yeah.
With MMOs, and then suddenly there were girls. More important things in my life.
Yeah, I mean, for more important things in my life, I start skiing next week.
Okay, I thought this was the next thing.
No, I start skiing next week. We have a education trip because I'm a ski teacher.
Ooh.
And
you're fully licensed already, or?
A small license for... If you do it on a, what's it, club base?
Okay.
So we are only teaching children. And yeah, I really look forward to it because there's like 3 years of not attending it.
Oh my gosh, that's long.
So it's a really, really cool thing. I mean, most of the nights were something like Bacardi Cola, but yeah.
that's what we call in Austria, après ski.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's basically you go up the mountain, you ski
for 1.5 hours, and then you get to the bar and
blackout drunk and dance to really crappy music. But it's great.
but the feeling is great. And yeah, what are some things I'm up to? I'm really into League of Legends, so I'm watching the World Championship this month. And
I thought you meant Magic Worlds, because in the show notes we have Worlds.
Yeah, and Magic Worlds are finished yesterday, and Yuto Takahashi at Vendillion on Twitter won his first Magic the Gathering World Championship title. It's actually the 5th Japanese player that wins it. And yeah, after 23 years of competing Magic the Gathering, he won the World Championship.
Wow, that's great.
And it was just a really, really cute interaction on him. I mean, cute. He cried because, yeah, everything he wanted to achieve.
Wow, that's so cool. That's so then. Great, yeah.
And then I have a serious tip. I'm rewatching I'm currently started with the anime Fairy Tail, if anyone knows it of you. It's similarly to One Piece.
Okay.
And
you can tell me everything about anime because I don't know anything about it.
It's like One Piece, but you don't have the fruits you eat to get powers. You have magic.
And okay. It's just really, really cool. That's cool. It's like, cool story, bro.
This is my tip of the episode. So what about you, Phil?
Yeah, my life basically has taken a huge turnover now because I've started my master craftsmanship course in painting. So
you are getting lessons from me?
No, you will get lessons from me in the near future. But yeah, it's more, I don't know how it is in the US or in other countries. It's like that if you... if you learn the job as a painter, you have to learn for 3 years. That's the apprenticeship. I mean, I think that's everywhere.
It should be similar.
But in Austria, there's a whole new education on top of that.
Yeah,
and that's the master.
It's Meister, which means directly master, but it's not an scientific education.
Not the college or university degree, but it's
how you really do it.
Yeah, that's and you need it if you want to
make your own business.
Yeah. And now I'm in my master's craftsmanship course every Friday and Saturday, and that's the reason I can't attend any Friday Night Magics anymore, because the course starts at 2 p.m. and lasts until 10 p.m. and on Fridays, and we already start our tournament at 8 p.m. So unfortunately it won't work anymore, because the course I had to pay it myself, and it's hell of expensive. So it's more in the price range of
a car
or a power, probably a power piece. Yeah.
We are in magic terms. Yeah.
In magic terms, probably not a time twister, not a lotus, but more a time walk.
More of a time walk or ancestral recall.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, that's huge money for me. And I simply don't want to fuck this up. And yeah, I just don't want to throw all of this money out of the window. So, and yeah, that's everything my world revolves around at the moment. And a little bit of magic, of course, because I'm always keeping on par with the news, with all the Balan talk that's happening, considering Raghavan and days and all the other things. But we won't get into this in this episode. Maybe in a later episode, but not for now.
But for now, we enjoy the state of the game. It's at our LGS really, really balanced.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's totally okay.
There are no Raghavan decks winning.
Nah,
there are FNM.
Everywhere Raghavan decks.
But the FNM is not won by Raghavan decks.
Nah, it's not won. No, definitely.
I mean, Stefan, I think, won with a Raghavan deck.
Yeah, and Christian also. They have both 4-0'd with Raghavan in their 75.
When's the Christian play? He played the cool version with Raghavan.
He played Punishing Naya Maverick with 4 Raghavan, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're Raghavan winning the FNMs. Okay.
Yeah,
we
Raghavan.
Have to ban Raghavan.
Actually, I'm more... So that's probably a hot take here, but I think Endurance should be banned. I won't go into any ban topics, but just explain this little piece here.
You're a dredge player.
Yes. I'm a graveyard player, and what decks is Delver historically bad against? Graveyard decks. Dredge, Hogek, and all of these things, Reanimator, and these just fuck up Delver in the hardest way. And the problem is, if there wouldn't be Endurance...
Should I try to play Manaless Dredge again?
No.
I think we have too much Uru running around.
You lose to Endurance.
I mean, do we have a lot of Endurance?
Yes.
But I really, really am good against Blue-Red Delver.
You fought, but you run into Endurance. You will
but
wreck
not from
Delver.
Blue-Red Delver.
Yeah, you will wreck Delver. But you run into Endurance. And therefore we have to ban Endurance to make Dredge great again. And then suddenly the graveyard decks will take care of the Raghavan and Expressive Iteration and Murktide Regen problem. That's my opinion.
I think we should just ban
everything and just play pop.
or that. But yeah, enough with the shit talk, I think.
Yeah, definitely. That's just a huge circle check now.
We should continue with our first serious topic of the day, which is now the real announcement for the OM.
Which is Austrian Legacy Masters, our 5K tournament that's happening on the 25th to the 27th of February next year in 2022.
Exactly. Because
we have now a definite ticket.
Yeah, the tickets are now fixed, I would say. And the sales start is the 1st of November.
Oh, yeah. So keep your purses tight and ready.
And we have another huge announcement, because now the evening program is...
It's fixed. It's fixed. So everything's signed.
And I mean, it's fixed is such a really German term. It's... Because it's fixed means just it's repaired or something like that. Because fixed means, it's now sure, but the evening program is now mature, and it's Road Wolf. And they are singing like bangers like, "It's on the road again, hit me just back." No, it's a really, really good, how is it called? It's like a little bit of metal, but on the other hand, it's like glam rock.
Did they have something like Motorhead? They have a little bit of style of Motorhead, I think, in them.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'm not...
They're an Austrian band, so they're for sure not the biggest band in the world, but they're great. Yeah. And you should listen to them, and they will play on the Austrian... On the Back to Magic event. The whole weekend is called Back to Magic, and they will play there on Saturday.
Yeah, after the first day of the Austrian Legacy Masters.
That's true. So, on 1st of November, the sale starts.
Yeah.
And we will keep you updated on Twitter, because I've forgotten to post this, but I will post this on @Austrian_legacy.
Okay. I'm not sure. I butcher all the handles all the day.
I'm probably sure. I've drunk 3 glasses of wine already, so I'm not 100% sure. 99.9.
Should be okay. So yeah, for the next topic, I was not, but you were at the 3-for-1 con.
Not the 3-for-1 con.
No, it's not the 3-for-1 con.
1K.
It was the 1K, which was then 1.2K or something like that.
Yeah, because they upped the attendance to
56 people.
56 players, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have already dropped by the end of the 6th round. But they were exactly... So, it was kind of funny. Because I... How do I start this now? It was... At first, I gotta say, it was a really nice event. It was very great with the COVID regulations. And everyone had to show their...
Vaccination ID
or that they got tested, or like it should be in Austria. And what was really great about it was that there were so many people who have actually heard of our podcast. I mean, I had a t-shirt on with In Response and a huge logo on the back, but there were truly some people that have heard of us, and that was really great. So also shout out to Louis Fossett. He studies in Vienna, and he's from Minneapolis. And I helped him with his Mono Black Midrange deck that he played in the 3-for-1 1K. And actually, with my list, he won his Friday Night Magic last week. So shout out to him. Very great. And it's just so cool.
How do you say this? It's really, really cool to hear stories that you encounter someone that heard the episodes of us and really think they are good. And yeah, it's really, really cool to have these endeavors with.
Oh yeah.
Do we call them sure. fans?
Listeners.
Listeners.
I mean, we aren't that important that we would have fans, but...
But we have some guys that listen to our small trash talks.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. And that's really cool. We just do this for you guys. And a little bit for us, because we just like to talk.
Yeah. I mean, the main interest of the podcast was just, yeah, we had so much fun talking about Legacy at the birthday party of Mickey and Pitts.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's true.
And that was the origin story.
And that's everything we do all the time, just talking about Legacy and trash talking all the time. But, yeah. But it's great. Yeah, back to the 3-4-1. 1K, I went 3-3. And I went exactly 25th of 50 players after droppings.
The real question now is, if they make a bigger event, do we get extra prizes if we went 3-4-1?
They definitely should do this. That's probably the coolest thing ever.
It would be really, really nice.
Yeah, it gives an incentive to play.
To draw.
To draw and to play after you've already lost sometimes.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be cool. Everyone who gets who has a 3-4-1 record, so with 13 points, gets a special prize, like a booster or something. Doesn't need to be huge, but that would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a nice thing.
Yeah, that would be nice. And yeah, for all people who haven't listened to our last episode, I played Buck Hogak in the 1K. And actually, I gotta say, I was very worried of Endurance and of Blue Red Delver. I haven't faced Blue Red Delver a single time in all 6 rounds.
Okay.
And only Endurance, I think, three times.
And you lost those 3 times?
No.
You won those 3 times?
Yeah. That Endurance was totally okay because I played the 3 Daces in the main. I'm not sure if I won every match against Endurance. Now that I think back about it. But at first I played versus Dalibor Sego.
Yeah.
He proceeded to went into top 8. So, and everybody who knows Dalibor, he has 2 to 3 GP top 8s in Legacy.
Is Dalibor the best food chain player, or is it another one?
No,
he's the food chain player.
Yeah, he's the food chain player. Yeah. And so in this, and now little shout out to all the Slovakian players that always come to Austria.
Yeah.
These are people who where really see that they are coming to win. And they play so flawlessly all the time, and they're really, really cool guys also. You can have fun with them, and so shout out to the Slovakian players. Yeah, and I got I won't say crushed, but it was a clean 2-0 for him.
Okay.
My mills weren't really good, and yeah, it was a hard matchup versus Green-White Deft.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, and he has the Bujuka Bog main, and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
and not only the Bujuka Bog with yeah. the... How is it called? The land with the cropped, but also with the Elvish Reclaimer.
Yeah.
So
you have Knight of the Reliquary, Elvish Reclaimer for the Bujuka Bog.
Okay, yeah, you have 12 tutors for it, basically.
So, it's, Bujuka Bog is not... Zenith. Yeah, a Bujuka Bog is not really lights out, but 12 Knight is something else to handle. And I think one game I actually lost versus Reclaimer Beats, where my mills were so bad. I just milled land, bridge, land, altar, land, crab.
I mean, you aren't flooding out.
I was so flooded out. I think I had in the second game versus Dalio, I had 7 lands on in the play.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, but bad luck aside, the deck felt really great. So it had done the thing that it's built for. So the second game I lost versus Michael Höller on Death in Texas. On
who proceeded to
also
go into the top eight.
Yeah. I actually thought I could win this matchup, but I won the first game.
As you should.
As I should, that's true. And then proceeded to lose versus Hate.
Yeah.
Like it should be. Then I won versus Black Red Reanimator, where I lost my first the first game and won the second two.
What are your plans against?
Bringing in 4 ley lines.
Are you playing 4 ley lines? Okay, yeah.
And just mull 2 ley lines and hope he doesn't have a Reverend Silence. That's a plan, and it was enough. Then I played versus Show and Tell.
Okay.
Where I won the first match, lost the second one, and won the third.
Please tell me you won the game via Show and Tell. Put in Emrakul, put in Altar, win on my next turn.
No.
Actually, I mean, it doesn't work because he has the Emrakul.
Yeah, yeah, you don't win with the Altar, but it was more like my mills were shit and his draws were shit. And it was, nobody did anything for 10 rounds. And then suddenly, oh, I can just make 30 tokens and attack next round for lethal. Oh, that's great.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, that was the show and tell match. And then I was 2-2 at this moment. And yeah, after Sneaking Show, I got a little bit lucky in the matchup lottery and played versus Burn,
which is a turn slower.
Yeah, definitely a turn slower. I won 2 games. I went 2-0. And I won 2 games on 1 life and on 3 life.
1 turn slower.
Yeah, I dodged the top deck bolt all the time.
You dodged top decks?
I dodged top decks.
Okay, so you were just lucky.
Shut up. And then I went on to playing versus one of the Slovakian guys again, versus Samuel. And he also played Green-White Depths. And I won the first match, but I lost the second and third one. So yeah, and that was enough for a solid 3-3, actually.
Yeah.
After 0-2 start, I mean, that's okay. I didn't get any prizes because if I had won versus Samuel, I would have been on 13th or 14th place. So I would have gotten prizes.
You would have gotten the entry back or something.
Yeah, like the entry back. But all in all, it was a very, very great tournament. It was really cool because the people talked about the Austrian Legacy Masters in February. It was just so funny because they always talked, hey, are you also there? And I was like, bitch, I'm making this tournament. It's mine. Yeah, it was very, very much like that. And it was just so great. And I just hope that there are coming so many people.
Yeah, the positive community feedback is really, really important.
Yeah, and I had so many great discussions at the 3-4-1. So I'm looking forward to the next huge Paper Legacy tournament,
which will happen on Sunday. I mean, it's not...
Wait, this Sunday? Like overmorrow?
If we are talking at release Friday, it's...
It's the day after tomorrow. Oh yeah, definitely. We will be heading... And the whole... If I say we, I mean the whole crew, also with Daniel.
And Chino.
And Chino also. Oh,
I mean, Gino is about 95% sure, he said today.
Okay, I'm a 100%
sure. I'm a 100%
sure. Don't forget to wear your In Response t-shirt.
I will.
Oh, yeah. And maybe we think about doing a little bit of an extra episode for you.
Yeah, we are just preparing it or deciding if we do a small road trip episode or something.
Yeah, like we decide on the fly if we want to do it and if the quality of the audio is okay.
Maybe we just record the episode and then decide if it's worth to release.
Could happen.
We are in a car with, we are 6 guys in the car. So,
And we have a lot of time. But yeah, and we will play there in Freising at the etc.
Yeah. Not to remember, it's not gaming etc. Where...
That would be a little bit far-fetched.
I mean, it's really, really cool that the other big event is also had in an etc. But...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But in this... In this event, there are proxies allowed, and I think they have upped their
attendance.
Their attendance, account.
It's now with up to 64 people allowed to be there.
Oh, wow, that will be huge.
But I think it's about 45 people are, like, registered. So, yeah, because the last one had an attendance of a maximum of 32 people, and there were a lot of people on the waiting list, so they just upped the count, and
that will be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, because I can't attend the Friday Night Magics anymore, that's the only place where I can play Paper Legacy now. and I have to drive 4 hours for it.
it's only 3, but yeah. I mean, it's the same for me because on Friday I have to go to do music. So I have just for me, so I can squeeze in one Friday night for Legacy every month.
Yeah. So for clarification for our listeners, what kind of music instrument are you playing?
I'm playing the trombone.
The trombone, okay.
Currently, so yeah. But... It's more like the classical Austrian marching music, not the cool funky jazz music currently. but yeah.
Okay, so back to Freising. What will you play there? Will you talk about it?
I will talk about it. It's currently not Uwu Painter, but it's... It's currently not Blue-White Painter, but I'm still on Red-White Painter, which I talked in the intro section of the episode.
Okay.
Which I have to upgrade. Yeah, it's just a list I played.
Is it the same that months. Callum played?
No.
In the London Legacy Monthly?
No, Callum played and Blue-White. It a Blue-White? No, he played Bomberman in the last London Monthly.
That you won?
There, I think he played Mono Red Painter.
A Mono Red, okay.
I'm currently, I think, the only guy that plays Esper Sentinel in his painter list.
Okay.
Because I mean, I'm sure it's not the correct thing to do, or maybe there is a better thing to do. But I, for my side, have the style. I have the style that I need the turn one artifact. It's something that is stylistically important for me to play a game. And it's the same for me with Modern Burn or something like that. I play cards that no one other plays just because I need it to play like I play Legacy.
Okay, yeah. That's totally legit.
And with that, I play my Esper Sentinel to have a turn one artifact. With that, I can't play the Ancient Tombs in my painter lists because I need the turn one white sources and red sources. And therefore, my deck list is... Nearly the same, but totally different.
Okay. And never forget, listeners, the best dual land in Legacy is Plateau.
Exactly. As I announce it every time I play it.
Even Stefan Otte has said the Plateau was so important in his Anorak Das pile that he played.
Yeah.
And the plateau was so great all the time. So if you want to win, play plateau.
Yeah. The Austrian technology.
And that's why I don't play plateau, because I don't want to win.
You should have played Marderhogak. But I don't think you play plateau in there.
No. No, just Badlands and
Scrubs.
And Scrublands, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Philip, do you want to show us or tell us what you're playing?
I'm 99% nine sure
that you're the Phoenix rising out of the ashes.
Yeah, definitely. I had very much fun and success with the list from @NickBMTG on Twitter. He has piloted he called it Turbo Phoenix, and it's basically a Phoenix list with Burning Wish, like I played beforehand. But what's so great about this list is he eschews the Thoughtseize and plays Unmask over it.
Yeah.
And the tempo gain that you get from playing Unmask is just so huge. You make your deck simply a turn faster, and you just need things like land Unmasked or Creature Bird Alive for Phoenix with protection.
Yeah.
And at the times that I played this deck, I really loved it. Because you have the test style wish,
the wish board
where you can have answers to almost everything. I mean, I have the Polarize in the sideboard, and these are really great against Urza Saga and Grafdigger's Cage and everything that just fucks up your game plan, like Chalice of the Void, and that's just so many fucking artifacts. And what's really great about it is that you've got the plan B with your empty warrants.
Yeah.
And now for the real spice. Oh my god, I love this already. You play a Singleton Goblin War Strike in the sideboard that you can wish for. For our listeners who don't know what Goblin War Strike does, it's a common.
Like everyone.
Yeah, probably everyone. It's a common from Onslaught and sorcery for one red, and it says Goblin War Strike deals damage to target player equal to the number of goblins you control. You can't
shoot the creature?
No.
Okay.
Just on players. I think it's each opponent.
Each opponent?
I think it's each opponent. I'm not sure now. I would have to look it up, but it doesn't matter in one for one. So the great thing is you simply go for an empty warrants if there's Gravitate or something, and you make 10 to 12 tokens and you attack one time and your opponent blocks in this on 11, and he just thinks, yeah, he's safe, and you Rite of Flame, Burning Wish, Goblin War Strike, you're dead. And they just read the card and so, fuck this shit. What have I just lost to? And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's magic, as it is intended.
And yeah, actually, I thought about playing Chant Madness, but I'm the Phoenix guy. That's my trademark. So I keep the birds high.
Yeah, and let the birds fly.
Definitely.
And I would name this deck the Burning Phoenix.
It's Burning Phoenix, yeah.
It's Burning Phoenix.
It's Burning Phoenix. I called it Burning Phoenix when I submitted it to Bosch and Roll.
And yeah, you had a similar list.
It was almost the same. I think played the Thoughtseize over the Unmask because I hadn't thought of this interaction.
Yeah, it's something that is really, really huge.
Yeah, but I didn't play the Bayou in the sideboard with the Reverent Silence.
Bayou Reverent Silence is such a good tech. I really, really
hopefully
love it.
Hopefully no one will hear this podcast and knows about the super secret tech, but
yeah.
That's okay. if people are gunning for Painter or Phoenix and lose versus Delva and Bunt and
as we said, if everyone is bringing like 3 null runs and 4 graph diggers cages, just lose to Delva.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
So nobody will be gunning versus us.
No, that's the beauty of going rogue.
So I think with this we can wrap it up, this episode for this cycle. How do we call it? I mean,
do we have a cycle?
Canadian Threshold says they're back in 2 thresholds. But we are tri-weekly, so
we are the favorite tri-weekly podcast.
We're the triomes.
Yeah, we have no. We are not triomes. We are. I mean, triome is French playbook, so that's exactly what our decks are. But
so maybe it fits.
Maybe it fits.
So this episode will air on the 15th of October and we will hear you again on the 5th of November. So,
yeah, I hope you bought your tickets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And maybe we will make a short interlude with the Freising special.
Maybe there is off the road episode or something like that. Or on the road, hopefully not
on the road. Yeah, not off the road. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if you like what we are doing, just follow us on social media. Follow us on @response_legacy. You can find me on Twitter @finnekmtg, PHINEKMTG. And where can we find you, Peter?
You can find me on Twitter. It's @unicornlord, but the O in the Lord is a 0.
Also, you can find us on Instagram, @response_legacy, and also on Facebook @inresponselegacy. Unfortunately, @response_legacy was already in use.
That's a shame.
That's true. And also for everything considering Austrian legacy, follow us @Austrian_legacy. And take a look at Austrian-legacy.com for metagame, deck lists and results. With this,
in response, the end.
This was In Response, a Legacy Podcast. If you enjoyed the ride, feel free to support the show by following, leaving a review, or subscribe on patreon.com/response_legacy.